Now time for locker room chat with Morehill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll after a couple of victories from this past week. Coach, we start off with your game against Horton. You guys went at 135-33. I mean, Urban, she had a fantastic game. She had 14. Your thoughts on her performance?
Yeah, I mean, and she not only played a good game, but stepped up really big when it kind of got crunch time and hit the bucket to tie it and then the layup to win it. So, she stepped up big there late, and we actually dug ourselves quite a bit of a hole that game. We got down 12-1. Porter's played really good. They shot really well from three, and they kind of took it to us there early in the game. But we fought back and had a great second quarter, great fourth quarter, and proud of how our girls finished that game. And free throws ended up being the difference. We actually had the same amount of two-point field goals, and they hit more three-point field goals than us, and we actually just had a few extra free throws to win that one. So I was proud of how our girls kind of grinded that one out, and even when we weren't on our best game, still found a way to win.
Yeah, grinder is definitely the best way to describe that game. Like you mentioned, you guys scored just 2 points in the first quarter, then 19 in the second quarter, only to get three in the third quarter and 11 in the fourth. Coach, kind of just talking about Folsom's performance, she had 7 points to kind of back up Urban a lot. Your thoughts on the way she was able to back her up and become one of the keys to the victory?
Yeah, she's been just steady for us all year, and to get that kind of contribution from a freshman is pretty special. So I think she was kind of disappointed with how the game started, looked at offensively, but then she kind of settled in. To be a freshman and just be that solid and consistent on offense and defense and rebounding is pretty special. So, I was proud of how she kind of came back from the slow start to the game. She played really well there to finish, and we needed her down the stretch also. So, yeah, she's given us great minutes all year and continues to do so.
And then last night you guys win against McLeod 52-44. Your thoughts on that win?
Yeah, we really played well from the very beginning. I mean, we jumped up early there and offensively looked pretty good. And we got up in the third quarter, and then they hit some shots late and kind of closed the gap a little bit. But we really felt we were in control most of that game. And we kind of knew we needed that one to get a home game for Substate. It was basically win and we're going to get a home game, and lose and we're not. So I was really proud of how we kind of took that challenge and got another win there at our home floor to give us another home game. But, yeah, we really felt like we were in control most of that game and played really well, rebounded super well. Our assist numbers are way up that game, moved the ball well. So we had a good game.
Yeah, Bethany continued to get hers as well. And then Hannah, she really stepped up. Your thoughts on the way she played?
Yeah, all year long we've known that she has the ability offensively to contribute quite a bit. She actually had a double-double last night, had 15 points, 10 rebounds, so that was pretty special, especially on senior night. Actually, all three of our seniors on senior night played great. I think they had 10, 9, and 8 rebounds, all three of them, and they all scored, and I mean, our seniors looked good last night, so that was fun that all of them had a nice senior night that home game, and then they also earned another home game, so that was exciting.
So, Coach, now you take on a Bishop Ward team that you beat in the McLeod Invitational back on January the 19th, 53-24. Your thoughts on what you remember from that game and keys to success for this one?
Yeah, it kind of seems like forever ago when we played that game, but we played really well, and we know they can flash shoot the ball. I mean, they got several girls that can shoot, and they weren't hitting that night. Some of that was due to our defense. Some of it might have just been an off night. So we know they have the offensive firepower to put up some points, and they can let it fly, and I think the game before they hit like 14 threes or something like that in their first round Substate game. So we know we're going to have to defend the three and be ready to go. But it seems like forever ago, so we're going to watch that game a little bit. But we know we're going to have to show up ready to play. We're fortunate that's a home game now, but we think could be competitive. And it's been some time since we've got out of that first round of Substate, so we're looking to do something we haven't done in a while here next Monday.
Coach, it's been a pleasure this season getting to talk some ball with you. Best of luck in Substate. Hopefully it results in getting back to state.
Hey, thanks so much, Jared.
That was Morehill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll here in the last time on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Be sure to stay tuned because we have MHMA boys head basketball coach Dan Rapplinger coming up next.